So 2024 is definitely your year. If you aren't doing it by now, you should have been following some sort of plan or listed out, written out some goals actually for yourself for this year and what you want to accomplish by the end, by the quarter, whatever you decided to do. And maybe you did that. Maybe you're already checking your progress, or maybe you didn't even think of doing that for whatever reason, right? And so you're just getting started now. The main thing that matters is that you actually execute and you do this consistently. Let's get into the episode. I'm Jorge Padilla. This is a coffee break show. And today we're actually talking about, you know, self-development, personal growth, self-help, all of that, right? Because the coffee break show is all about coffee, career, and confidence in that particular order. And really, this is a show for those who are trying to level up and grow and also love coffee, right? And that means this is an episode for you, the viewer, the listener, the consumer on the other side, the other end of this, you know, receiving the message. I hope you enjoy these episodes and follow along for every single one. And also share them with like-minded individuals who are into self-help, the development, the growth, coffee, career, and confidence. So let's, you know, without further ado, get into that. Starting off, I lost my favorite mug. My wife bought me a black coffee mug, thermos cup, and I had it for almost a year. I never lose cups. It's the first time I ever lost a cup. It was my favorite one. Anyway, she got me a new one. This one's like a forest green, I guess you could say. I'm really into like green right now and tan colors. Anyway, had my coffee in there. It was a Texas pecan from an H-E-B. The brand is H-E-B. Texas pecan roast of coffee. Super good, super smooth. And I don't know if you can hear it, but my allergies are still kicking my butt since I think November it was. Good thing I'm making these videos and these episodes because I can kind of keep track of my seasonal allergies. And I remember it did start around that time. I digress. Anyway, moving on. Today's episode, and I think I might actually turn this into a series for this podcast moving forward. I'll have some more guided scripted out ones and then more like tangents or experiences that I'm sharing. So today's going to be a little bit of both, but I'm going to be talking about the book. It's All in Your Head by Russ. If you don't know who Russ is, he's a musician, an artist, a producer, songwriter, lyricist, whatever you want to call him. He does it all. But aside from being known for his music, he put out this book. It's called It's All in Your Head. And it's broken down into three sections: delusion, persistence, and gratitude. And basically, he talks about how it's all in your head. Whether you're doing great or not, it's all in your head. Whatever you want to do or don't do for this reason, it's all in your head. And you need to get out of your way in order to accomplish your goal or whatever your dreams are. So it looks like this was done in 2019. The book is really nice. And I'm just going to start from the beginning on why I even want to talk about this book to begin with. Now, a few years ago, I worked for one of the four banks, big banks in the USA. And I did lead several committees, and their initiatives were to coach, develop, and nurture the leadership, or future leaders, I should say, but current, like, you know, positions that they were in, develop them, foster them into the future leaders for that business, that organization, whether they stayed in the same line of business or moved to different departments. Now, I took this task very serious, and it was super important and close to me because I needed that coaching and that development when I started. I agree, I still need coaching and development. I'm not saying I'm perfect or I know everything, but having the committee specifically set for that, I thought that was incredible and awesome. And like I said, it was something that I feel is still to this day very important. Whether you're in an organization that has as little as one employee to having, you know, thousands of employees in the United States and worldwide, there's always room for improvement, development, and growth. But if you don't take that initiative to foster that in-house, eventually it's going to get out that, you know, someone else is doing it or someone else values that, and then that someone else, I mean an organization, and you'll lose those employees. They'll go to where people actually care about them and support them, not just when it comes to the metrics and the performance, but also themselves as people and their development for your business, for your organization. Anyway, that's the reason why I talk about these things on the podcast and make episodes and videos about this type of, you know, content or topic. It's not something that's trending for me, or that just one day I was like, hey, I'm going to do that. I've been in it for several years now, a little over 10 years. And that's why it's something that I talk about. Anyway, back to the book and the topic at hand. So I read this book probably 2 or 3 years ago now. And I actually read it maybe 3 or 4 times a year. It's not a long book, and most development books, personal growth books, self-help, whatever you want to call them, they aren't necessarily known for being long chapter books, but they are known for inspiring, motivating you, and teaching you new things, and you extract that knowledge and apply it to your everyday life, and you're consistent with it, and that leads to change over time, which gives you the results that you want. This is definitely a book that I highly recommend. Whether you're working for a bank, whether you're in a leadership position, creative position, you're a teacher, you're a nurse, you're a student, you're a doctor, you're in construction, you're an entrepreneur, you're into fitness and you're a coach in that realm, whatever it is, I highly recommend this book. It's for everyone who is willing to take a step back and realize that there are things that they may need to learn still, but also want to continue to be that student. Now let's get into the book, right? So it is broken down into 3 parts. Part 1 is delusion, part 2 is persistence, part 3 is gratitude. I'm going to start from the beginning because, like I said, I really, really do like this book, and I think you'll benefit a lot from the information in it. And you'll hear some pages, shuffling, because I have the actual book in front of me. I don't want to misquote anything because I think it's so impactful. That'd be a disservice to you listening, so yeah, you'll hear the book. Part 1, delusion, includes, and I'll start here, 6 sections. Manifest, since I was broke, the formula, boomerang, the game, and the other side. So manifest, as we all know, it's about speaking something into existence and thinking it as well, writing it down. You're manifesting. You aren't just thinking or writing it or just, feeling it one day. You're taking the time to speak those goals into existence and believe in them. You aren't just saying, oh, I'm going to have all the money in the world. No one else is going to have any money. It's a little more realistic than that, but also it can be a little bit like outside of that realistic expectation. It can be your wildest dreams. It can be a little crazy, but you have to also believe in that craziness, in that dream of yours. So I can't just, manifest. A poor example that would be, I want to make a podcast in a coaching and development or consultation business and be a boss as well, self-employed entrepreneur. And I mean, even now you hear me saying that, it sounds weak. It sounds like I don't believe in it. It sounds like I'm just saying something that I want, quote unquote want, or think I want, right? Now, if I get a little more specific with what I want and I speak that and manifest it, right? It would sound something more like, I am a business owner. I am an entrepreneur. I do own and operate a coaching, self-development, and consultation business. I do make and I do create content for social media. I am a content creator, a successful content creator. And I impact the lives of my audience, my followers, the consumers, with educational, entertaining, and engaging content. You see the difference there? I'm not just using different verbiage or words. It isn't as simple as just changing from I want to I am. But I'm speaking that not just into existence, but with authority. Like, I already did it, and I am that, and I feel that. Like, I feel what it is to be an entrepreneur, a content creator, to discuss and hold a podium like a podcast about development, coaching, and things like that. versus just, I want this. This is what I want. Universe, give it to me. So there is a difference there. And that one's super important for that reason. Speaking those goals into existence. Shuffling through the pages here says, you know, it's real and in real time. So yeah, and he talks about that here. It's like, you know, your thoughts hold weight in the universe. And you have to be careful what you think about, because it becomes true. You can think things into existence. You can speak things into existence. You can believe things into existence. This is manifesting. So I still think that's true even before I read this book. But that just kind of helped to reinforce that into my thought process. And he speaks about all his success is a manifestation of what's been in his head since he was a scrawny little 7-year-old kid standing on the fireplace in his living room, clutching the notebook he'd written songs in and rapping his heart out as if he were on stage. Before he knew who he was, Russ knew who he was. So again, manifesting isn't simply thinking that something's going to happen. It's encompassing that reality with your entire being. It's believing you're on stage of that arena, sitting in your bedroom filling notebooks with songs, and feeling in your soul that what you write will reach the masses. You're building your dream brick by brick until you have the great wall of you. Yeah, manifesting your goals into existence is super important. Whether they're short-term, you know, goals that you can achieve relatively quickly and with ease, and long-term goals. If they're important enough to you to even think about, take the time to write them out and manifest them, and not just be an afterthought of something that you wanted in that moment or liked for that, you know, 5 minutes. The next part of this is, since I was broke, be delusional. So everything is unrealistic until it's not. And you have to be delusional and believe in what you're doing before anyone else can. If you need advice or praise, you're the problem. And if you're seeking outside validation, you are already losing to yourself. You have to be delusional to even start, let alone to keep going. You have to be the first person who thinks that you're going to achieve what you set out to do. Now, this is super important because if you're a business owner, if you're a content creator, if you're going into a new field of study or industry of work, or just starting college, right? Everything's unrealistic until it's not. Basically, you're at the beginning. You don't see it yet. So you're like, man, like, how can I say I'm studying to be a doctor, or that I am a doctor, or a content creator, a business owner, a coach, whatever it is, right? And you aren't yet. You're on the way. You're beginning. But if you manifest it, then you already are who you say you are. You aren't asking the universe for permission or what your wants and your needs to be met, and then saying you are that, or feeling that you are your goals, right? Basically, you decide what you are, who you are, with every, you know, fiber of your being, and you keep going from there, right from the beginning. Now, the next piece where he's saying, if you feel you need advice or praise, you're the problem. Basically, you don't have any confidence. There's not enough delusion in you to believe that what you say you want, what you say you are, will come into existence. You're still looking for validation from the universe and the world in the forms of likes, comments, other people's opinions, and counseling and mentorship, whatever it is. Use all of that as guidance into maybe doubling down on what's working for you, whether it's for views, for another position, for your development. But that's not an absolute, you know, judge or jury on what you're doing is right or good enough. The next piece is the formula, you versus you. And he talks about how you really are your only competition. And that's nothing new. Others have said that before. But basically, you need to continue to have self-belief in yourself right from the beginning, because what we fill our heads with holds real power. Positive thoughts, affirmations, a vivid visceral feeling about what you want will put you on the wavelength to perform the magic trick, turning nothing into something. So if you don't have those from the beginning, that self-confidence, and you're just worried about what everyone else has or has failed at or is doing good at, you're going to continue to stay in the same position. You can be consistent, but if you don't believe in yourself, you only get so far until you get discouraged, and then you start back from the beginning. Now, the next piece is boomerang, which you throw out will come back. Now, I think that has a lot to do, at least from the way I interpret it, with the way that you think of yourself, the thoughts you hold in your head. Because when you send things into the universe, they come back to you, but they don't always come when you expect or want them to. You have to know what you want, just don't get too attached to the when. And so he talks about that in terms of, again, sticking to your goals and what you're saying that you're manifesting, right? And focus on the journey of it, not so much of when it's going to happen. It's going to happen this month, next quarter, on this exact day next year. Those things are good and they do work for some people. But for a lot of us, we do get discouraged when we don't meet those goals within a certain time frame that we set ourselves, or maybe from an outside perspective. So yeah, that's number three, the formula you versus you. Now, I don't want to make this episode just the entire book. Like I said, I'm going to make it a series, so I'm going to stop right there and give you some time to digest that. Again, the book by Russ, the author is Russ, R-U-S-S. The book itself is titled It's All In Your Head. You can find this on Amazon bookstores as well. And it's a yellow book. Again, it's an incredible read. I highly recommend it for anyone who's in that realm of development. Maybe you're just starting out, you already are at your end goal. This would help you if you are open to listening and teachings from others on your development in terms of your leadership abilities, your development abilities, your coaching abilities, and your ability to also grow and learn new things. So I highly recommend this one. Anyway, hope you enjoyed the episode. That's the Coffee Break Show, all about coffee, career, and confidence, self-development. Again, share this with like-minded individuals, your families, your brothers, your sisters, your parents, your colleagues, your cousins, your best friend, your boss. Let them know that you're working on your development, that you're taking yourself that serious, and so should they. And yeah, if you've been listening, thank you for the support. I greatly appreciate it. I'm changing up the format. I'm trying to put more video or visual podcast episodes. But for this one, I figured I'm going to start it off just as audio. And go from there. The next thing is, if you're new, I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you like the content and get as much value out of it as I pour into it to make these episodes for you every single time. Again, I'm Jorge Padilla. It was a pleasure. And until the next episode, peace.